they really did try and control from a bunch of different factors. So it was interesting to see that even when you look at like smoking activity, you know, physical activity, stress, all these other things, that diet does have this independent benefit. But you're right, you need to look at the whole lifestyle. And the second part of the question was meal frequency in the day. And I really felt that kind of varied too. For example, in Peru, the fishermen only eat two meals. They meet one at 10 and one at 5. And they're kind of bigger meals. And that was really, within that culture, was that because of the fishing schedule, that had become what everybody did. And you know, other cultures eat three meals. But what you do see uniformly in most of these cultures is that the evening meal is not the big meal. It's either lunch or breakfast. And that pretty much across the board in most traditional cultures. And it makes sense. When you eat a big meal at night, you feel awful, you know? And you can't know, but what you do know, and the question is how much of it is the culture and how much of it is the food. And what I'm going to answer to you is that the food is the culture. It's the glue. And if you think about it, you know, your dream for your family or for your ideal life is to come together with people you love for meals. And not only then are you eating something delicious, something that you've made and prepared together,